This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm talking to Tony Kearns, the current president of Indiana Zeta Alumni Board, and makes the house keep on going in a better house. So, Tony, my first question is, what day were you born in what city?
I was born on May 16th, 1977, in Hammond, Indiana.
Hammond, all right. And where do you live now?
I currently live in Plainfield, Indiana, just west of Indianapolis.
And what was your major, and how does that correlate with what you've been doing?
I had a double major in finance and in what they call business systems. I now am a financial planner working in the Indianapolis area and have applied some of that, the finance side, to my overall career, but for the most part, it's been general business along the way.
Do you have a company you'd like to mention, or are you good with just that general?
Nope, I am independent, so I'm happy to just say my name.
Okay. All right. So what high school did you go to?
I went to Lake Central High School up in the region.
All right. So how did you know Ball State?
Well, funny way of getting there was I came to Ball State as an architecture major, and after about halfway through my freshman year, decided that that was not the path I was going to take and ended up going a different way. So went to Ball State for a very different reason than why I left Ball State, but had a great experience nonetheless.
All right, so what was the connection and why SAE?
Well, for me, SAE kind of came out of nowhere. I had a couple of guys knock on my dorm room door, basically track me down because they went to high school with me. Nate Jasek being one of them, and he brought a couple other guys with him that were also from the region. John Arredondo and I forget who else, and invited me down to some afternoon events before classes even started. And so went down there with a couple other guys from the dorm and had some fun playing volleyball and grilling out, and then never went anywhere else after that.
All right, so pledge class, name of the pledge class in the year?
Beta Omicron, fall of 95.
All right, and who was your sweetheart?
At that time, I think it was Melissa Mattaway, and then not too long after it was obviously Raquel, who was, I think, sweetheart forever in that time frame. And then last year, I want to say it was Ginny Cabezi, now Ginny Pelissier.
Okay, all right. And what are some of your favorite SAE stories?
Well, obviously, there's lots and lots of stories that could be told. I think one of my favorite weekends the whole time I was in school was the year that we did what we called the Border Bash. And that was where we invited an SAE chapter from Canada, Ontario Alpha. And they came down, I think they brought maybe 30 of their members and spent the entire weekend partying with us. And just, I remember my room having like 8 or 10 guys all crashed out on our floor, speaking all kinds of different languages, drinking drinks that we had never even heard of or seen before, and really just, you know, learning not only that SAE was at Ball State and that we were who we were, that it transcended and extended all the way up across, you know, even into Canada. And it didn't really matter, you know, where we were all from or you know, what we were all studying, just that common bond of the fraternity, and we just had a blast.
That's cool.
You know, the other side of that is just kind of those stories of, you know, everywhere for me going on campus, SAE was known. And you know, you could walk into any place, any party, and someone would know someone that you could then strike up a conversation and be able to really expand that presence on campus. And I don't know, I mean, Sean, you and I were there at the same time. The biggest thing I've always remembered is, as a chapter, we were always going somewhere as a group, supporting each other. I remember going and watching the fourth level basketball intramural team with about 40 different guys to cheer them on. Or, you know, going to the different homecoming events as a group, bed race and things like that. And there being 60, 80 of us all just rooting each other on and supporting each other and just having a blast through it all.
So how would you describe the personality? Because, you know, there's a lot of different fraternities. How would you like some specific things that kind of differentiated us that you really respected?
I think for us, when I was there, there was no stereotype. I mean, we had them all. We had the jocks. We had the, you know, really smart guys. We had the guys that liked to party. You could just be there and be yourself. And that, for me, was the biggest thing I always look back on and enjoyed. I mean, we didn't dress a certain way. We didn't look a certain way. We didn't talk a certain way. But everywhere we went, people just seemed to respect that.
And then how do you think the perception of the women towards us was, and including the true gentleman concept?
Well, we were known as the gentlemen, and I can recall many a time that girls would come to our house looking for support when something went wrong, that they needed some guys to step in. So we were the place that they went to feel safe and to feel respected, in my belief.
All right. So after college, how did it carry on? What are some great bonding stories with other alumni?
Well, I had a really unique experience, probably from most, is that not only was I involved in our chapter, after my undergrad days, I was able to take a job working for the National Fraternity. So I spent about a little over 6 years traveling the country, visiting SAE chapters everywhere. I've been to over 200 SAE chapters.
Wow.
In the United States and Canada. And through that, just being able to expand my circle of brothers has been amazing to me. So when I think about my fraternity friends and then fraternity relationships, it's not just the guys that I met at 909 Riverside. It's people I've met in California. It's people I met in, you know, Missouri and you know, middle of nowhere Kansas, Florida, those kind of things. So for me, it's been a very rewarding experience. You know, after that, I did, you know, stop working there, came back to Indiana to really focus on starting my life here, and was able to get very involved in the province. So knowing people from a lot of the other chapters that are in the state of Indiana and being very close with all of them. And the one benefit that's provided for me through all these years is I've never had to go look for a job. Every time I was even thinking about changing directions, I had an SAE calling me, recruiting me over. Every job I've ever had out of college came from connections I had through SAE. You know, going all the way back to Sean Taylor helped me with my first job right out of school, to Todd Buchanan helping me find this last company, who's a brother from Florida. So it's just funny how the directions take you all different ways.
You know, I want to add to this a little bit. There was a company that does downsizing for seniors into retirement communities, and I'd been talking with the owner about them gifting our service to their clients' families. And after we had three meetings, it finally came out about Ball State and that I was the mascot. And then at the end of it, I'm like walking out the office, and I was like, "Were you in a house?" And he goes, "I'm an SAE." He goes, I said, "No shit, Phi Alpha." And he goes, "We've had three meetings and we didn't know we were brothers." And then from then on, it was, he's been a great resource. But yeah, I totally appreciate that. So, you know, with this project, who would be some other people that you'd like to hear them tell some tales?
Well, for me, just having dug into the history of the chapter so many times and learned about it, I would love to hear some stories from those guys that were part of that original Beta Gamma Nu group, especially the first six guys that came together and really formed what is now, you know, Indiana Zeta, 2,000-plus members strong. So I'd love to see some of those guys get interviewed and hear their perspective on everything. John Kennedy is an early member. I think he was in the first pledge class for either Beta Gamma Nu or SAE. And that guy's just a character. He can tell a great story. I think he'd be fun to listen to. And then for more of my generation, you know, John Arredondo, he's my big bro. We've always been in touch, but he's always also been a connector of people. I think he has good outreach and perspective and could really tell a lot of great stories. And then probably the best storyteller from our era would be Mike Boedeker. So I'd love to hear you get him, you know, maybe a couple Budweisers along the way and have him just start talking.
Yeah, me, Mike, and Corey were in La Follette. So pledge ship in the cold, which was supposed to be 9 weeks and went 27. Yeah, we would be walking through the snow. And he was sports, Corey was president, and I was social for our for our pledge class. So yeah, I'm going to get Mike. We're coming for you, Boedeker. We love you. All right. Well, Tony, I really appreciate your time and also the overview about the house itself that we did previous. But I look forward to the road ahead and Phi Alpha.
Phi Alpha, Sean. Thanks for having me.
You got it.